Luxembourg's Chamber of Deputies has approved the EU's Digital Services Act, or DSA, aiming to create a safer online space despite opposition concerns over free speech restrictions. A house fire in Wiltz early this morning has forced 7 residents to relocate. No one was injured. President Trump has triggered global outrage and market turmoil by imposing sweeping new tariffs, including a 20% levy on EU-imported goods. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen has warned that the new tariffs are a major blow to the world economy. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels today. Luxembourg's foreign minister Xavier Bettel and his counterparts will press the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio to lay out Washington's plans for NATO and Ukraine. A Luxair flight from Milan to Luxembourg City made an emergency landing in Geneva on Monday due to an engine oil leak, the airline has confirmed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has arrived in Budapest on his first trip to Europe since 2023 and in defiance of the ICC's arrest warrant against him. And according to US media reports, Elon Musk could step away from his role in which he's spearheading brutal cuts to US government services. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's a beautiful sunny day with temperatures rising from around 7 degrees now to highs of 18 to 19 degrees in the afternoon.